Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
Wow, what a surprise. Ghosts. At least we finally got rid of that fourth fellow. Maybe one of the minions is bringing him back to me to be tormented. Oh, how wonderful!
Into a shorter one-handed sword. Like the picture you saw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So it's got the cross arms with the little bits that come up on the end. Large round end of the pommel, a little spike down at the bottom. And then she holds that out for you, and she's smiling and nodding.
Thank you, miss.
And do you take it?
Yes.
All right. It feels like a sword.
I'm sorry. I really don't understand what's going on here. It's me. Trust me, it's me. It's not you. It's me. So what is it I'm supposed to be doing? If it's a job, by all means, you know, and...
What have you been doing for the past months?
Lots. Fighting ghosts. Yep. I know the answer to this one.
Exactly.
Fighting ghosts.
This will help.
That thing that was probably a ghost, but he's very ugly.
He reaches up and he kind of taps your proton pack.
Yeah, I don't like that thing.
And then he kind of smiles and nods at you, waiting for you to get it.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't understand it. It's just lightning. Like, it comes out of a gun. It doesn't make any sense.
And then he looks down at your glowing sword. And then he looks back up at you.
Oh, I see now. I see. this does that. I gotcha. It's a magic sword.
Kind of.
That's very nice of you.
Yep.
And cool.
So
super cool.
Ed.
Yes.
We'll be going with you.
The fifth?
No. Well, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. He's my dog.
But the Prime.
I don't understand. She's a ghost.
She will be going back with you.
Wait, if she's a ghost, am I supposed to do something?
She's going to teach you how to use this.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I've not done so great with it so far.
And that is why the sword was sent to you.
Right.
And the fifth,
yeah.
And he reaches down and he pets him again. He is a special beast.
Well, he's my
dog. Ever wonder why he seems so much smarter?
Well, the bar isn't set very high.
Well, it's smarter than any other dog.
Oh, well, he's an Ed.
He's a special dog.
Well, all dog heads are smart.
That's why he's glowing.
I thought that was weird. What is that? Is he sick?
No, it's the same as your sword.
Oh.
Take your time.
See, I just like, who are you and who is she? Like, she's very pretty, but
and the like, the Prime goes, I see why you're sending me back now. I get it.
Yeah, sorry. I just don't. So you just want me to do what I'm doing, but with this? Is that that's what this is?
We're just giving you the tools that will help you on your way.
Okay. Cool. She's a ghost. Is that a problem?
Think it'll be a problem?
Probably not. I don't know what to ask here.
She's not one of the ones you have to worry about.
That's good. Will anyone else see her?
Does anyone else see other ghosts?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. How does she feel about kids?
He looks over.
Ed, how do you feel about kids?
She shrugs.
Well, you know there's two kids who live with us, right?
I will discipline them.
Good luck with that. That's a wonderful idea. There's this manservant, you know, by all means, go medieval on him or whenever it was you lived. Yeah.
She just nods.
I guess I should just go. I don't think there's any, I don't think there's any getting any better idea of what's happening. Ed, I just get, you're gonna have to. I don't know. I just
the young woman gives Ed another scritch, and then she waves, and bye. then they both turn and start to leave.
Bye.
Good luck, Ed.
You're talking to her, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
He just laughs. You're just here laughing. As the pair travels from this strange world to the next, the man looks over at his companion. Do you think it will be enough? Does he have what it takes? She ponders this for a moment, her stride never slackening. As she looks up, her eyes unfocusing, and she peers into the infinite possibilities, scanning and assessing them each briefly. Finally, she returns to the present, a worried but hopeful look on her face. There is little hope for him alone. Only together are they strong enough to face what comes. Jokingly, he says, I guess you can always make another universe after this one's gone. She elbows him in the ribs and they both laugh as the way closes behind them.
She kind of fades into you. And then everything goes black. And now we're back at these guys with a capture stream on...
With one capture stream.
Johnson. Wow.
This is so weird.
Jacobson.
Damn it. I almost said that one the first time. Son of a bitch. Really, talk myself out of it.
He really wants a Johnson.
I, do you have a trap, John?
I do have a trap.
Okay. So I do too,
but I'm currently occupied.
He's tethered very far away.
Yeah, he's tethered very, very far away.
And then you shot him and streamed him?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So he has a capture stream. I'm going to run and capture stream him.
It's certainly been long enough,
I would
think.
It's a good idea.
No ghost die.
I mean, that's fair. I've had a lot already. I'm feeling kind of full.
24.
Dick. Nice. All right. Capture stream. No problem. You run close enough to grab it, and you just kind of, you know, get that Ghostbuster power stance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then... Zzz, if only we had sound effects, Don.
Wow. Special.
Mr. Barrett?
I am going to...
Senor Barrett.
Senor.
Senor.
El Jefe Barrett.
Jefe.
That's right. I am the Jefe.
Oh.
Since I am farther away, could we say it would be a... muscle action to try and toss
the hawk the trap.
Yeah. Only if you beat your chest and say, get some.
Hell, you're the one.
I've got to try and lower the...
Oh, dear
lower
God.
The boom.
This is going to be...
Be prepared, folks.
Yeah. This. Get some!
Wow.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And no ghost die.
It hurt my chest.
Yeah. It did kind of hurt mine as well.
Poor team.
All right, 14. Trap lands right beneath him. Trigger it?
Yeah.
All right.
Trap trigger.
Yes.
So
lay my foot on it.
As he was stuck to the ghost car, you find that the ghost car gets sucked in with him.
We still think Ed's in there, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit. Is Ed in the trap now?
Can people go in the trap, Mason?
Start shaking it.
I mean, it's smoldering, right?
So, like, yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Like, smoke is fucking pouring out of this thing.
I don't know if humans can survive in there.
Yep.
I hope not.
Is that dead?
Ed, you lose 10 brownie points for dying. That's fair, right?
Whoops.
No. Yeah. 10 brownie points for death? I think that's good.
Ed's dead, baby.
I mean, could be, Zed's dead.
All right, so yeah, you have ghost trap. There's no more ghost car. There's still that kiddie pool that you guys cleared the slime out of that had the weird symbols on it.
Oh, do we know where the randomly thrown suitcase came from?
Well, there was just luggage out there.
Oh, just there, random luggage.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
It's a fairly busy train station.
Is the kiddie pool still there?
Kiddie pool's still there.
I guess I didn't realize it had symbols on it. So yeah. I'm going to take a video as I walk around it to get all the symbols.
Okay.
That way we can contact both Ray and Kylie.
Ed's dead, and you guys are taking pictures.
Yep.
What yeah, the no, fuck?
They seem super worried.
Thanks for going to the bar. And
we're gonna we're gonna worry about it when we get home.
Yeah, but we just we need to get back.
Can we inspect the area a little bit just to make sure that like
are the depression zones?
Ed!
Oh dear God, that was
wow.
Ed!
That's better. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess you have the goggles on. Are the And I have a PK, so I guess I'll do a PK reading to see.
I will too.
Both of you.
Roll that
for our PKEs.
Yeah.
Analyze. So
scan this shit. Ooh. That was tough. And all of you roll ghost dice, please.
No.
Or ghosts.
23. Nice. No ghost die. So my PKE was a 23 with no ghost die.
Okay.
13, no ghost die.
23 with a ghost die.
Nice. All right. So the PKE readings are definitely diminished, but you can still detect the zones. You can still see the zones. I kind of want to make you forget the other slime bag.
Oh, no. I wrote it down twice.
No, I won't do that.
Steps on a laptop bag.
You don't notice anything. I got something for later. This will be a slow burn.
Slow burn.
That's terrifying.
Well, wait. So does he notice that the zones are still there?
Okay. Yeah, they have not gone anywhere.
So no, guys, I don't see any sign of anything else besides the depression puddles.
Well, this worked before, and I'm going to go over to the pool and scuff up one of the markings.
Okay. Nothing really seems to happen. Because you guys had already taken care of all the black slime in it.
Yes.
So, at this point, the whole thing seems to be deactivated.
So, I mean, all the black slime in it before would have had it negatively charged.
Well, I think we pretty much filled it with positive slime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it just kind of like neutralized and fizzled out?
Yeah. Like when the two impact, they kind of evaporate. Hmm. So there's like traces of positive slime around it still.
Okay. But and that's not doing anything
empty,
for it.
Right.
Okay. So dumping a whole bunch of extra slime in it wouldn't do anything.
It would make a nice kiddie pool of extra slime that you could go for a dip in.
Great. So as far as we know, Ed
are dead.
Are dead or in the trap.
Dead and gone. Or in the trap and dead.
But our other problem is that there are still depression zones all over this place.
Yes. They're super worried about you.
And Ed's missing, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been kind of quiet.
There's both.
Shut up.
It does seem oddly quiet.
They're both problems. They're both big problems.
Yeah, we can't just leave and be like, everything's great.
I would like to point one thing out that the three of you are clearly missing. The fifth is gone.
No, I said Ed and Ned.
Yeah.
I know, but you guys should be like really sad about that.
That is true.
Oh, is that what you mean by we're not sad that Ed's gone? Not necessarily you.
I suppose. I would accept that.
Yeah. Then you got me.
Right in the feels.
Right in.
But yes, with all these depression zones, it's certainly not really safe. I mean, you guys have fallen into them several times.
Right.
And not a good thing.
When I scanned with the goggles, could I guesstimate how many there were?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I can...
That's a big number.
We can reopen the trap.
I'd say it's easily 20.
And let whatever's in the trap back.
Between outside by the trains and inside the station, there's probably about 20.
If we reopen the trap, train car and
everything ghosts. Should come out?
Mr. Well, Jacobson.
not the Jacobson Johnson brother that you popped.
Yeah,
he's not coming back.
That one's gone.
You boasted him in the face. It seemed appropriate to pop.
Punch that Johnson in the face, and it's not coming back.
Jacobson.
Oh, right.
Well,
maybe it's Johnson Jacobson. I mean, maybe that's his first name.
John Jacobson.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
JJ.
His name is Spiny too.
JJ Abrams' first name is Jar Jar.
We can open it and let everything out, and the ghost should still be weak enough to capture it.
I was going to say, so if I...
Not if you roll a ghost die.
Well, now we can't do that. No, so we pop back open the trap, and you two are both ready to...
But wait.
I'll put.
Did we already decide that if Ed's in there, he's dead? Like, this will kill him.
I don't know.
Because can't we just open it in, like, back at the hotel and see what comes out?
I don't know if a human's meant to stay in the.
Okay,
you think he's actually in the trap?
Mason's gonna take the trap, put it down, put his trap that's been unopened next to it.
I have a trap too.
And Mason's gonna just open the former trap.
This is such a
wait, and I have my proton pack ready.
Yeah, well, yes. Mason also has his ready as well.
Yeah.
I'm gonna demand a brains roll.
Okay.
From who?
Mason, because he's the one who's triggering the trap.
He's the one who's making up the idea.
I'm going to rule that I am thinking way outside the box and using my engineering skill to determine this one.
Mason, this is definitely an Ed plan. So,
Well, you said Ed's good for this session.
Roll for Ed.
Roll for Ed.
No ghost die.
Thank God.
Damn.
It's a lot of ones, though.
Can I ask where you are when you're doing this?
Right where we were.
I say
near the kiddie pool.
Near the quote-unquote tracks where we would have...
Okay. If you went back to the station and you're
oh my
doing
god,
this, no, we're still
no. I'm assuming
We're still where
we're whipping
we
out a train in the office area.
Yeah, all right.
26. No ghost die,
motherfucker.
Well, it's so you hit the button and the trap opens. Mason, John's trap, right?
Yes, yours, right? Yeah, it was my trap. Yeah.
John's trap opens, and there's a couple of seconds of just blinding bright light, and then suddenly. This giant train car just slams down into place on the tracks.
Giant bouncy castle.
And,
can we close it again? Close it.
There's a Jacobson.
Yeah, the
Did
one.
Did I say it right this time?
Yeah.
All right, good. A Jacobson ghost trying to get away very quickly.
I'm going to blast.
Fortunately, still tethered to the train car, but he's stretching the tether to the limit, and it does not look like it's doing very well anymore.
That's good.
They don't last forever.
So he's not at all still like attached to the trap.
The ghost?
As in, do we need to capture? Yeah. Like, do we need to capture stream him, or can we close the trap?
Is he still?
Oh, you'd still be able to close the trap. Like, he hasn't regained that much energy.
So who has the best moves?
I just did everything. So I would say it's one of you two.
So I just got a base 4 because my moves is fire weapon.
5 for moves.
What are you trying to do?
Just slam. Close the trap?
Yeah.
Before he can
close
get out?
You can just close the trap.
Oh, okay.
I closed the trap.
You rolled the ghost die, so that was him not getting away.
Ah.
I'm fine with it.
Neat!
I don't know what the point of that was, but cool.
Okay, so we closed the trap.
Well, the train as far as we knew,
Ed and Ed
got... Oh, you're trying to just suck just him in?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's still tethered.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that...
It would just suck the train car back in.
So you don't want to do that.
Okay. You either have to break the tether doing something or just wait until he breaks
blast the tether.
I'm going to blast the tether.
See, that deserves a roll. Yeah. With a possible ghost tie.
Blasting the sabotage. Tether. Blasting the
I don't
tether.
Say sabotage. I
don't
sabotage.
Think the three Eds sabotage. Are in the train anymore. I think they're outside trying to do
die.
This.
Ooh. 4 sixes.
Holy shit.
That's 27.
Yeah, but we're playing this how we
and
saw.
And 3.
Last we saw, you got sucked in and your dog jumped
That's
out.
That's true.
That's why I said 27, not 24.
Math.
Yeah. Math.
Yes. It's hard.
That's why Mason has the brain 6.
Yeah.
It matches Ben's.
Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp.
Note to self, download cricket noise.
You hit the tether and it snaps.
Of course, with my full force, the most full force dice roll I've ever had, it's just a snap a little tether.
Yep. Yeah. So the ghost comes charging directly at you guys, which is stupid because he has to fly right over the trap to do it.
Awesome.
And
get him in the trap.
Close the trap.
Dear God.
Boom.
Yep. He gets pulled into the other trap.
My first trap.
I don't give a shit. He's in a trap.
Sure.
It's smoking. Less than the train car was, though.
Let's go investigate this train car.
Yeah.
Ed!
They came back for you eventually.
I'm going to knock on the train car door.
Back from the dog.
Come on, Ed! Where are you, buddy?
I got a nice juicy steak for you.
You too, fourth.
I guess. You're in there too, right?
You like steak.
All right, so are you going to try and...
Go in.
Ghost bust your way in, or are you going to try and open the door?
Going to try to open the door.
Yeah, I think Mason said he wanted to
when
try
we saw him slam into it.
Yeah, so
knock, 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 knock.
He knows
knock.
There's it's solid.
Yeah, I found that part out.
Well, every time your fist comes into contact with the car sizzles a bit,
ooh,
and it feels a little warm. You still have slime on you.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's right. So should I, the non-slimy person, then?
Well, what if you want? Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. No. Take a big bite at it if you want. I don't give a shit. It tastes awful.
Dad's hungry.
Surprisingly, it tastes like really...
We've been here for a while.
It tastes like really old grape gum.
Oh.
Like really old.
Like I was excited because of grape gum and then I was really disappointed.
Yeah, like that. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, in canon, ghost train cars taste like old grape gum.
Tastes like old grape...
Disappointing bubblicious childhood memories.
Yeah, and it's like a little tough to chew on, too.
So, yeah, like old, dried up, great, bubblicious gum. Yep. All right, yeah, yeah.
Like you found a pack.
Oh, God.
Like you found one of those 80s packs. It's just been hanging around in the back of this weird drugstore in the middle of Nowheresville, Nebraska.
Nowheresville, Nebraska. Someone check a map.
It's real. It's canon now.
Yep.
I get the data.
Kevin's going to download it and make it real.
.com.
Yeah. Nowheresvillenebraska.com.
It's probably where Dick Depot is located.
Oh, the Dick Depot is the warehouse.
It's the original store.
Because it's a franchise.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
69 stores across America.
Hey-o. Mm-hmm.
Dick Depot, folks. For all your used condom needs.
Used Dick and refurbished.
Oh, refurbished. That's my favorite.
Nice. I like that. Got a refurbished sale going on. Anyway,
still 3/4 of the price. Just as good as new.
All the protection, though.
Yep. All right, so if you want to try... Okay, enough dicking around. If you want to try and open the train doors, you can do muscle.
Oh.
Or you can try to blast it.
I was going to try and see if I could...
I mean, if you really want to bite it, you can. That grape thing is canon.
As enticing as that is. I was thinking about trying to, since it sizzles when the slime hits it, trying to shoot it in like a concentrated area.
Like just, at the seam of the door or the hinges maybe?
Yeah, something like that so that we could at least get something open that maybe one of us could crawl in.
Sure. Try to.
Gently spray.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's definitely not a ghost.
23.
I don't see any of that.
Those dice
red.
Been rolling real high.
Yeah, see? You got them good dice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Yes, 23. No ghost die.
All right, so yep, you coat those doors, and you can see them start to like buckle and separate a bit. They look like they'd be pretty easy to open.
Someone else want to try and pry that open?
Yeah, since I'm right there, I'm going to try to muscle them open.
All
right,
go for it. Probably going to be pretty easy.
The military man took a step back to let the nerd try it.
That's what happens. Really
yeah. I'm going to roll all three of my dice.
The Boy Scout, he can measure out proper leverage.
I'm hoping Mason screws it up and Frankie's like, let me take care of this.
11. No ghost die.
All right. That's just fine. You can definitely get one side open pretty easily. I mean, it takes some grunting and straining, but you make it look really good.
Oh, I got it, guys.
Yeah. Not cool, but good. Yeah.
Okay. You can go in.
Okay.
It Scott. Looks like the inside of an old train car.
Mm.
It's that creepy red carpeting. It's that dark wood everywhere. The inside is very dark. Very lot of shadows and stuff.
Hello? Mr. Jacobson?
No.
Ed?
It's just silence.
Ed?
No.
It's properly creepy.
I don't like it.
I love it.
Thank you.
You have to go.
We have to
go. Tickets.
Oh, do we have any tickets?
And a black robed figure starts to walk forward.
We're not even on your
holding
train.
Holding his hit skeletal hand out for a ticket.
Oh, so this is like Karen.
I'm going to just back up.
You don't want to just go shake his hand?
Nope. That looks like death's paw.
I'm assuming we all see this.
Take it.
I've got a ticket right here as I fire my gun at him.
Wow.
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 Blast.
Roll it.
I backed up. I said that a moment ago, but escalated. I definitely backed up.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
And also, by the way,
Ghostmaster's
dying.
That's
really hard on the throat.
13. Oh. With no goats die.
Well, you're lucky it's pretty much point blank. You do weakly hit him. It screams out, and this is going to be fun. And charges you.
Quick reflexes to jump out of the way.
Let's roll it. Let's see, what would death have? Probably a lot of dice.
What would death have?
I mean, so this strange guy. And yeah, no,
he's got a fucking sickle, doesn't he?
Don't worry about it.
Damn, I didn't get a ghost die. Did you?
Did your potential ghost die?
I did not. I got a 5.
Yeah.
It did.
It's possessed.
31 with no ghost die. With my quick reflexes to get the fuck out of
the way. Well, that only beats 19. So, yep, you spring free backwards out the door.
I don't think I was in the door, so I just spring off of the train.
Okay, so like out of reach.
Yes.
You, John, weren't near the door?
No, I was not near the
Frankie,
door.
You ran off. How far off?
I backed up. I was creeped.
Okay.
So maybe a couple feet.
All right. So as you
see, I'm readying my proton back.
This thing kind of lurches its arm out to like swipe at you. Ooh. But as it crosses the threshold of the doors, the arm just vanishes. Like doesn't fade, like just vanishes. But then when it pulls its arm back, its arm is back.
So I'm trying to think of how I could potentially do this and fire a tether that hits him and the other end shoots through the door, out the door. So it like pulls him.
It tries to pull it out or it farther in?
It out. After seeing that.
All right. Go for it.
I want to be taking a PK reading of this thing because
I've got a trap ready.
Roll it.
I don't think we've hit it with anything enough to try and trap it.
Well, and I've got my proton pack. I've got everything ready.
I like to imagine that you're holding the trap like up like this. Like perfect. Just ready for it to go off. Yeah.
Yeah.
29, no ghost day.
Nice.
32 with the PKE reading, no ghost day.
You get scanned, and they are incredibly high. But as the tether snaps to his hand, the center of his center mass, somewhere, arm, what do you want? Shoulder area?
Yeah.
All right. As the tether snaps to its shoulder, and then you turn around really quickly and snap the other end to another train car?
Yeah.
Like, it comes flying out, and the instant it vanishes through the door, your meter just drops. Not to zero, because you're still pointing it at a fucking ghost car.
Yes, but like...
But it goes, like, it was really high, spiking, and then just...
So do I have an idea of what class he was?
It was really quick, but it was at least a 5.
Because how much do we get paid for a class 5?
Or a train.
I'm thinking cheddar.
Well, yes, but
what about Ed?
And Ed.
All right. I'm going to poke my head back into the train car.
Well,
I'm going to guess if Ed got on this train and was still here when the Grim Reaper showed up.
Yeah. The look doesn't look any different.
The pup is sadly no longer with us.
Oh, stop it.
We'll hold a service for him.
Which one?
Well, the dog.
Yeah. I know, but I want it abundantly clear.
The useful one. No, I'm kidding.
They could just be knocked out in there, guys.
Are you going to go in and examine?
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm going in.
I'll give you like...
Because it's like just one car.
Yeah, I'm going into the one car.
Yep. All right, so you go in. Flashlight? I'm assuming you guys all have like a little pocket flashlight.
It's on my cell phone.
Like, you know.
Yeah, we all have phones.
We all have phones.
I've got a freaking pocket flashlight. You know.
Braggadocio.
As you go in and start to look around, it's creepy in there. There's all sorts of weird movement for no reason. It's kind of a breeze in a car. Yeah. But there's no human people and no awesome dogs.
Hmm.
There is a door at the end.
There is.
Can we open it?
I don't know. Can you?
I would like to open the door at the end.
It wasn't a grammar trick.
Yeah, sure. You whatever. Do that.
All right. As you tug on it, it just is latched solid.
Blast it.
Yeah, I'll blast it.
All right, roll it.
With slime again, or are we doing
proton? Yeah, do you want to blast it with slime or proton?
I have a proton pack, so I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah, try that first.
Yeah, every time Mason takes a step, you can hear the sizzling from the slime on your boots.
You still got slime on your boots.
No ghost die. I rolled 7.
Woo! Wow. High roller.
I guess that doesn't have much effect.
No, it does not. In fact, it kind of goes wild. Like, you've had a long day.
You have had some emotional ups and downs.
Yep. Yeah, I have.
Yep. So it's like scorches up through up the window and to the ceiling before you turn it off.
John, you want to try your slime?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot, and I'm going to attempt to shoot where he was originally aiming. Not where he ended up.
Gotcha.
I'm going to move out of the way.
6. No ghost die.
All right, you cover it in slime. Were you aiming for like the doorknob area?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sizzles. It starts like kind of sparking and just kind of the sizzle finally starts to wear off. And the thing looks less like a spooky, shadowy doorknob or whatever would be on the train car door.
Right.
And more like a normal, everyday latch you'd see.
Okay. Gonna
grab it.
Yeah, grab hold of it and try and.
All right. Yeah, you open it just to the outside.
Super. So like it literally.
Yep.
Just the other side of the train car. Well, yeah, shit.
I don't think Ed's.
We
here.
Didn't kill him.
Oh my god.
They got them eventually.
The insurance on that would have been terrible.
Not that I'm dead or that the dog's dead, but that they didn't.
They didn't kill you. Yeah.
I'm still worried.
Well.
Yeah,
we didn't do it.
All the insurance paperwork on that would have been atrocious.
Oh, that's like a huge OSHA risk.
He's not here. Where is he?
I know.
I don't.
Should we trap the train again?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trap the train again, and then we have to do something about the depression pits, which I don't know what we're going to do about that.
All right, so I say we get out of the train, trap the train again, and...
You have one heavily smoking trap, and one moderately smoking trap.
All
right. The three of us had traps, though, right?
And one completely non-smoking
trap. Non-smoking, ready to go, trap.
All right.
So trap... So whoever has the non-smoking trap...
You.
Me.
No, I... Thought mine was the original.
You're correct. Right. Sorry.
So mine was the original. Frankie's. Still has the remaining Jacobson.
Yes.
The JJ ghost in it. So whoever doesn't have anything in their trap, get the train. I don't know what else to do about the depression pits other than slime the hell out of them.
Can we trap it?
Is there something else we can do?
There's got to be some form, some source for it. It's got to be. They've got to be coming from somewhere. So. Mason's just going to take his PKE and sort of
track the strongest source,
figure out a direction.
And do you see anything with the goggles? Does it get more dense anywhere?
Dense what?
The circles.
Like the amount.
Like there's more of them?
Yeah. Are there,
gotcha.
No. Like, John. No.
Yes.
No. And you cannot.
I don't have goggles.
You're having trouble detecting any sort of a pattern to them.
As far as looking through the goggles.
Right.
Okay.
They're just spontaneously placed.
Mason is trying to do
what his mind is coming to.
Okay. 17 no ghost die for PKE sweep.
Trying to sweep and see
figure out a direction that is most ghostly, most paranormal,
most sad.
We're thinking that the source of these depression pits opening is coming from somewhere, and wherever that might be would have the strongest spike.
All right. You are not detecting anything
stronger than, I mean, certainly much weaker readings than when you got there.
So, especially with the ghost train being gone now.
Do you think they'll just fade over time? Can we just leave them here and let people be sad?
I don't.
It's a dicey proposition.
Can we blast them?
That's what I.
Can we trap them?
I wonder if we have to take the next couple of hours because we still have the extra slime pack back a little bit farther and just.
Yeah.
What happens when you spray slime into a dispersion circle? Just let's try it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're spraying the sad hole.
Yes, I'm finding the nearest sad hole, and I'm going to spray
fill it.
Yes, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, you're going to fill the sad hole with your happy goo.
Yeah. They make it a creamy hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hadn't made it dirty in a while, and I was feeling sad.
Fair enough.
Okay. I was feeling like I fell into a sad hole.
15, no ghost die.
It. So you spray, and it kind of hits the pavement and splatters everywhere. Does anybody want to?
I'm going to peek it.
I'll scan it or something.
Scan it again. See if it died down a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be scanning as he does that.
Right. Through the whole thing.
21. No ghost dies.
All right. So, yeah, you can see it's like the zone reduces in size. So as he sprays it, like you really hadn't noticed any sort of change in them for the amount of time that you've been there. But now you can tell it is very, very slowly changing.
Just that one?
Yes.
Okay. And there are a lot of these.
20.
There are 20 of them?
That's what you found. Oh. When you're looking around.
That's what I mean. Like,
let's go get the other slime pack and just take them out. Like, we'll get a slime pack and goggles for everybody and just start taking these out.
Yeah.
You already have a slime pack, a second slime pack.
Yes.
Out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I imagine it was just on the ground. A third back in the
vehicle.
Ecto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, wait, did Ed have the fourth one?
No, he had a proton pack.
A proton pack. I had
a lightning gun.
I assume you guys travel in the car with one of each for everybody.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
So we're going to go back. We're going to get slime packs and goggles for anyone who doesn't have goggles and then just go through and hose down.
Cleanse
all
of them.
This house is clear.
This house is clean.
I mean, at least get them going, started on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the plan.
All right. We could just do it. You don't have to roll for it.
And we do that.
I was going to say.
That's
something we could just do.
That a couple is what hours we do.
Of splurge, splurge,
and the whole splurge, time splurge, I'm calling splurge, for splurge. Ed.
Sporch, sporch. Yeah.
Well, I kind of with all three of us, we just kind of go one by one and just all fire in, go to the next one, all fire in. That way, it's well and truly gooed. Mm. Each hole is well
my
and
favorite
truly
phrase
gooed.
Ever. Truly gooed.
We gang up and just bang all of them.
All right,
cool.
Yeah, they're closing really slowly. Like even that very first one you did. By the time you guys are done with them. Maybe that's halfway closed. Hmm. They are well on their way. You guys have made a horrific mess. I guess it's really just up to whether you guys want to stick around long enough
when we,
for them to close.
Well, I would say we stick around long enough to see if that first
one we sprayed closes up and kind of gauge how long that took.
As you guys are watching them, I'm going to go outside. Is Officer Horace still outside?
Oh, yes.
Officer Horace.
Yeah.
So I go over, I wave him over.
Did I give him a voice?
I don't remember.
Hi,
Mason.
Mason! Yes?
So the ghosts are taken care of, but there's some residual things that need to clear up before anyone should be allowed back in. I would...
Oh.
Is it dangerous?
It's a depressing sight. Let's put it that way.
Hmm.
Actually, just to out of care, like how long would Mason assume that it would take? Or
if you wanted to run a quick math calculation, you'd probably say sometime tomorrow. So I think we decided this was late afternoon.
Like 8 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 10. 8 to 10.
8 to 10.
Give him a range just to be safe.
Okay. I would say that
probably 8 for the early ones, 10 for the ones that you finally that got around.
Took, like that took longer couple. To get to.
Okay, so in about 8 to 10 hours, we'll come back, or I will. One or two of us will come back and just rescan to make sure everything has cleared up as we assume it will.
Gosh,
and
it's gonna be weird with the train station closed that long.
It kind of has to be.
You sure? Is it really that dangerous? Can I look?
No. No one should be going in there.
Oh, that's really that bad? Yes,
this needs to be, if you can set up a sort of a quarantine area, that would be helpful.
We've been doing that. We'll keep people out.
Okay, great. I'll be back in 9 hours.
Okay. All right, we'll continue to keep it locked down.
Excellent. Thank you very much, officer.
I don't even know what train company would be. I think they're waiting on us to clear out. So we'll make sure they keep closed.
And please, I hand him a business card. If anybody goes in, alert us immediately, please.
Will do. He takes the card and he kind of looks at it like, wow, this is a Ghostbusters card. And then he tucks it in his little pocket.
All right.
You guys want to do anything else before you guys go back, or what?
I think do another quick sweep of where Ed is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, no response as far as human or dog.
How long have they been doing the slime thing?
That's a good question, guys. How long do you think you've been doing the slime thing?
Couple well, said hours.
Well, you said it was
at least 2 hours.
I was going to say, yeah, an hour or two. Because you said it was at least 20 all, so... I would guess we were going careful. You know, it was a careful, methodical search.
Right. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah.
So 2 hours?
Yeah, we'll say two.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys heading back or stopping for McDonald's?
Yeah. We'll find a drive-through and
it's been a long day.
You guys want McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's? What do you want? You're driving, Frankie, so I guess it's up to you.
Wherever you guys want is fine. Did anybody try Ed's cell phone?
I can try it.
I'll drive over to McDonald's. Come on.
All right. I'll dial him up.
Boop, 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 boop. Bring, bring.
Bring, bring. You don't have to think about it now. You
can do it. Oh, it's Ed.
Wait. Where?
Did he just pick up?
I put it on speakerphone. Where are you?
Ed! I'm in your room. I just took a shower.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
What?
How long what have the? You been there?
Where?
I don't know. An hour or so.
Freaking kidding
maybe?
Me.
Took a long shower. Well, I was in some weird place. I don't know what the hell happened to me.
You know what? Take as long a shower as you want. You can stay in my room. That's fine.
Okay.
We'll be home soon. Do you want anything from McDonald's?
Oh, no. I went out to the cafe and got food.
Does Ed the Fifth want anything?
I got a mistake.
Okay. We'll see you soon, buddy, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. I was wondering where you guys were.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not enough to call.
What the hell? We could have been dead, Ed. You didn't even think of us?
No, you weren't dead. I was watching the news.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even think of that.
You guys had it
handled. Oh, my God.
They weren't that scary.
Son of a bitch.
Far as ghosts go, they've been pretty weak.
Why didn't we call him 2 hours ago?
We'll see you soon, Ed. And I hang up.
It's a good question. Why didn't you guys call him hours ago?
I was waiting.
I just assumed there'd be like no service or like he'd come back. We were doing a job.
There's no service in hell.
Well, to be fair, with all the ghost shit going on, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility. No, this was a normal human reaction. I mean, you guys could easily just not thought to call. That's what makes it so funny.
I can't believe he picked up his phone. Oh my God, I'm getting apple pies.
Yeah. Can you, let's swing by the alcohol, place for alcohol. I need a drink.
The alcohol place for alcohol. Is there a drive-thru for the alcohol place?
Do you know who also sells alcohol?
McDonald's?
I do not.
StickDepot.com.
It's the DickDepot.com?
The DickDepot.com.
Yes. Oh my God, someone needs to write a jingle.
All right, so we're going to McDonald's. We're stopping by a liquor store. And we're going back to headquarters to put these ghosts in the trap.
So what I imagine
in the containment unit
is Mason walking up and down the aisles of the liquor store until he finds the thing with the highest proof. Oh, I need to be drunker.
151.
Nope, need to be drunker. Nope, need to be drunker. There it is. There it is.
Yep.
This one.
This one. I'll take three.
I need to be the drunkest. Getting all frat party in here. Yep. So, yeah, you guys head back to the hotel?
Yes, we do.
Park it in the little U-turn, the little U-shaped turn.
U-shaped.
There it is.
Yay.
It's been a while. Oh, guess what color it is? Brown. Brown and U-shaped. I did brown for a while, too. Everything was brown.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Don called me out on a few episodes, like first or second episode.
The U-shapes and the browns.
Yep. See?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know she didn't hear a single word I said before that. So you know she didn't hear me say brown.
Mm.
There's patterns. Yeah. There's patterns everywhere.
Yep. So the U-shaped driveway with your McDonald's and your booze. Do you want to go put the giant ghost car into
Ecto unit? Since I knew you guys were coming back, I'm waiting for you in the lobby eating a sandwich in a robe. I am wearing underwear, though.
How many sandwiches is this? Is this like your third since getting back?
I'm like unusually hungry, so yeah, I'd say it's like my third.
Yeah.
Because
it probably feels like days went by for you.
Yeah.
Whereas for them, it was, I mean, in reality, you were probably gone maybe half an hour.
Yep. And I have like this giant ass bone for the fifth.
Yep. And a new sword.
Yes, and a new sword.
Yep.
It's like... it's like I have it like crooked in my arm, so I'm eating a sandwich, and it's just kind of like right here in its scabbard.
Yep. Yeah, the scabbard changed too. Did you still want it to be bright green, neon green, to match your uniform? It doesn't have to be if you don't want it.
I'll think about it.
All right, as we walk in, and there is Ed, I go, okay, I'm really glad you're here.
No, I go running in, and I just hug him.
You're coming down the stairs right now.
Is the fifth player with you?
Oh, the fifth is on the couch, yeah.
Okay.
So I hug him.
Like on the settee?
Hug the fourth of the fifth.
No, I hug you, the fourth.
Oh, hi, Fran. Hi, Francis.
And then, okay, and where's the fifth?
He's right here. He's eating a bone.
Oh, I was so worried.
He really starts to lick your face. Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
Yep.
What are you freaking out about?
You were dead in my mind.
What do you mean I was dead? I was here.
No, why don't we go downstairs? Let's talk about it down there.
He wants to scan you.
I was actually just about to say,
and probulate you.
I'm like, can I take food downstairs?
And probe you later.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Come on.
Probe
down.
You scan.
Kinda
probe
like
you
scan. Crux the sword in my armpit, and it does look different. I haven't decided what the scabbard is, but it is different.
Yeah.
And
I'm
have it in there.
I'm taking it all in, but
well, you had an 8-foot long two handed sword.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and now it's shorter.
Yeah.
All right. Sit right there, and it's where all of the video cameras are pointed.
Yeah.
Just sit right there for a minute. I'm going to put the trap away. John, just talk.
Do you put the colander on his head?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the trap away.
I forget what that's called.
Put the traps in, put the ghosts away, and then I'll come out and...
Munching.
Just act normal, and I'm just going to put this on your head. It's just going to make sure you're... Okay.
Did the fifth follow you down? Because I know you said he doesn't like the basement.
He's braver now. I think he's okay with it.
He does seem to have like a bounce in his step.
Can I carry him down?
If you want.
He's just
a really big dog. And he has a big bone right now.
What kind of dog is he?
An Airedale.
Oh, for some reason I was picturing like Wishbone.
They're the biggest of the terriers.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I think they're like maybe 70 pounds.
Definitely. No, these are like 50, I think.
50? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can look it up. So,
they're like Grendel, like tall and skinny.
Yep. Yes.
They're not super big.
So yeah, you could probably carry him down, no that much worry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm carrying him.
And they have like curly hair.
But to be fair, like
you're mostly just hugging him, aren't you?
Yeah.
I bet he left the bone on the couch just so you could lick your face while you carry him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just ask him questions where he was.
Isn't this the helmet that Bishop said is like for crazy people?
No.
Oh, no, this doesn't check crazy. Because you are not crazy.
Oh, okay.
No, what does this do? I just want to see where you went.
Oh, I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
And as he's talking, I am scanning.
There was a train station. Oh, and then there were subway tunnels.
Ooh.
And then there was this field.
Wait, who are they?
I don't know. Oh, the Lady Ed. And then there was these two people.
Lady Ed?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
Start from the beginning.
Ed barks at this point.
Wait, there's someone upstairs.
You said that, yeah, you said upstairs.
Yeah, the lady's Ed. She's in my room.
Wait.
Can we go meet her?
You brought someone home.
Yeah.
Named Ed.
Did you have a sudden switch while you were out?
I understand.
Well, usually you used to brought. Okay, well, you said Lady Ed, so.
Okay, no
worries. Edward, okay. But I'm going to
take.
Lady
I'm going to take. I take. I'm like, you can take that off now.
Oh, okay, I pull it off.
I
eat a little bit of cheese that was left in my hand.
We put the thing down. I grab one of the video recorders and let's go meet Lady Ed. I would love to meet her.
I don't know if she'll like that, but okay.
She's I just want to say hi. I mean, if she's staying in the hotel, I mean, at least it'd be nice to meet her.
All right, just like be on your best behavior, okay?
Okay.
Like Lady Ed. And like a bow wouldn't kill you.
I think when he says that, I realize that he isn't just saying Lady Ed as in she's a Lady Ed. As in maybe she's a Lady Ed? As in like Lord and Lady?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a queen. Or she was a queen. She's dead, but, you know.
You brought a ghost home.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's a ghost.
Let's go say hi.
I mean, you guys are collecting them at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we collect them in a cage.
She's apparently like old.
The kids.
Old they ancestor.
Came in the cage. We let them out.
She's an old what?
Old ancestor.
Of yours.
Apparently. She is, Ed starts with a P. Means first.
Prime.
That's it. She's Ed Prime, who apparently is...
Now we know the source of the stupid.
Yeah, which is weird, you know.
Let's go meet her. Let's go upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So we go upstairs to the penthouse, apparently.
Yeah.
I have at least one video recorder and a PKE meter and probably goggles.
I was going to say, I kept my goggles.
All right, let Ed and I go in. Just let her know you're here.
The fifth is like already bounding into the room.
Okay. Sure, we'll be right. I'll be right back.
Well,
the
pooch like to is go, happy to like to go in.
You see her?
Yep. You hear him bark excitedly.
Okay,
like
so
the happy kind of bark excitedly.
Are we worried he went a little crazy?
I don't know. The fifth seems really.
I mean, I'm not sure. You know, cool, the framework was stable to begin with, but yeah, I mean, it's possible.
And the fifth is pretty smart.
Because how the hell did he get sucked into the train car and then back here?
Goes in tight.
Sorry. I tried.
No, I know. There's no getting away from it. It was quite the sneeze. Keep going.
I asked a question.
I know, but we didn't hear it because of the sneeze. You might have to repeat
it. Yeah, I totally didn't hear it.
Because I said... How did he get from getting sucked into the train car? Thank you.
To here.
I don't know.
He took a subway tunnel, apparently.
The fifth comes running out and barks at you guys and then goes running back
like,
in.
Oh, she's ready. She's ready for us.
Let's go in. I mean.
Yeah, no, instead of running back in, that's right. He walks around behind Frankie and he starts to kind of nudge her in.
I'm getting herded. All right.
In we go.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. And the Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter, @Ectocast, and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters, no rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.